Well, the warnings have been out there, but it seems Australia is failing to get on top of the crisis in housing for older women. Two reports are out today, one that describes graphically the draining, grinding experience of high rents, poor quality housing and constantly being forced to move. The other report shows that more than 400,000 older women nationally are at risk of being homeless. David Sparks reports.
Like many older women in Australia, it was a combination of factors that led Penny Leemhouse to go from being a comfortable middle income earner to living under extreme rental stress.
So relationship breakdown, not enough superannuation, and I have a permanent disability. I'm an incomplete paraplegic. All of those factors then played into the position I found myself in, which is something I had never, ever thought would happen to me. It felt like I fell down the slippery slope, there was an avalanche, and boom, I was in the abyss of no housing and nowhere to go.
She spent years dealing with rents she could barely afford and housing she says was substandard. Often forced to move, she lived in seven places in 11 years in multiple states. The cost of utilities kept rising, partly driven by poor quality. Ms. Leemhouse says her mental health and her self-esteem deteriorated.
It was incredibly demoralising. I felt a huge amount of shame. I felt that I had basically been kicked to the curb by a society that I had, as a mother, as a grandmother, as a part of my community, helped to create and build. I felt that I was on the edge of going nowhere in a society that really sees older women in particular as being invisible and, quite frankly, as of no use any longer. I felt like I'd paid my dues socially and willingly and then just being, well, you know what, bugger off now.
New research released today by Western Sydney University has documented the experiences of older women living under rental stress in Australia, interviewing them and presenting their comments in their own words. Dr. Emma Power says it paints a heartbreaking picture of a problem that's only getting worse.
A growing number of single older women are renting their housing in Australia, and what the research shows is that they're really struggling in a market that's unaffordable and insecure. So the high cost of housing is making it really difficult for them to find a home that is of an appropriate and reasonable quality. And a lot of the lower cost housing that they can afford is really of a substandard, quite low quality.
Many problems are identified, but at the core lies the most obvious one, the cost of rent.
High housing costs have implications for women's ability to manage their budget, including their ability to buy sufficient nutritious food, to manage their utility bills. And women spoke about some quite profound ways that they went about needing to manage that. So women spoke about needing to cut back on food. One woman said that she would buy a single chicken breast and slice it into these really thin slices and pop them in the freezer so that she could have a little bit of protein with her meal across a couple of weeks. Women spoke about the need to buy food that's discounted before it goes off at the supermarket. And there were a large number that relied on local charities.
The report makes some recommendations, including a permanent increase to job seeker payments. But it also calls for a stricter system to enforce minimum quality standards. Dr. Power's research was launched today alongside a separate report by Social Ventures Australia and the University of Adelaide, which found 405,000 old women are at risk of homelessness. For Penny Leemhouse, at least, things have improved. She's finally found a rental that's working well for her needs and which, in her eyes, proves that solutions can be found. And she says that's a feeling every older woman deserves to have.
At the end of the day, I do have somewhere safe, secure, and I can call it home, and it is in fact my home.
Penny Leemhouse, our reporter there, David Sparks. Now, we asked the government about the plight of older women. The only response we received from the relevant Assistant Minister, Luke Howarth, was that the federal government spends more than $6 billion a year on housing and homelessness and that there's extra support in this health crisis.